From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin. Next month, PBS premieres Ken Burns' latest documentary, The Vietnam War. The Arkansas Educational Television Network, AETN, has been gathering its own stories and remembrances from Arkansas Vietnam veterans with the help of Hot Springs Village Voice editor and oral historian Jeff Meek. From the Village, Bobby Ampazon with Arkansas Public Media reports.
Will you give us a mic check? Just say your name.
My name is George Hollingsworth.
Retired Staff Sergeant George Hollingsworth is not completely at ease on this makeshift television set inside Jeff Meek's home, but he acts cool. In Vietnam, it was his job to set up nighttime ambushes.
Get the platoon, wait until just before dark. Set up the men, set up the Claymore mines.
Hollingsworth is one of nine Vietnam War veterans from around Arkansas who are sharing their experiences for an AETN oral history series, itself part of a larger broadcast and online rollout around Ken Burns' miniseries that premieres next month.
So that there would be a pretty serious kill zone, and that was just our routine. That was our day in, day out.
In Hot Springs Village on Thursday, there will be a screening of Ken Burns' Vietnam War, not the full 18-hour documentary, just an hour, along with highlights of Meek's interviews, and a panel discussion will follow it. AETN is doing this all around Arkansas, in Jonesboro Saturday, Little Rock next Tuesday, and Fayetteville, Fort Smith, and Jacksonville next month.
We've known that the Ken Burns documentary was coming for a long time, and the PBS system has been talking about it for years. And we realized that, yes, Ken Burns was going to get out there and talk about the overall impact of the Vietnam War. But we felt it was our obligation to get out there and find the Arkansas stories.
The Arkansas stories, like the Vietnam War itself, don't strike the same kinds of gallant chords that World War II does. There's no climactic D-Day invasion. There's no allies. The end is defeat. Burns himself has framed the war as the onset of an ailment that we suffer from today.
A good deal of what's wrong right now in terms of our inability to feel like that began. It was a virus planted somewhere in Vietnam, and that we're seeing the full fruits of that toxicity today.
The man behind the interviews, but in front of the camera, is Jeff Meek, a career gym teacher who has spent his retirement gathering stories. First war veteran oral histories, now newspaper features as managing editor of the Hot Springs Village Voice. Circulation, 5,000.
This is where I do most of my newspaper work, is right here. I'm allowed to work at home, so this is kind of Hot Springs Village Voice Central right here.
He got into collecting wartime oral histories years ago when his wife Jean's Daughters of the American Revolution chapter was looking for someone to do oral histories for the Veterans History Project.
You know, just think if we could interview Stonewall Jackson about the Civil War, or Ulysses S. Grant, or Robert E. Lee. I mean, that would be an interview any one of us would love to do, but you can't do it because they're gone.
In 2011, he collected 75 of these oral histories into a bound volume titled They Answered the Call, World War II Vets Share Their Stories. This project about Vietnam feels a lot different.
If you're a War II veteran, you know why you were over there. The Vietnam veterans, I think some of them would say that we shouldn't have been there in the first place. I think some would say if they would have left us alone, we could have defeated North Korea and got it over. Many of them aren't real happy with politicians, even to this day, because it turned so political.
Hollingsworth, the retired staff sergeant, attributes the dissolution of two marriages to emotional fallout from the war. He was really angry, he says, for a long time. In a way, he was like the war itself.
Vietnam is a story that really needs to be told in an honest, non-judgmental fashion. There are things about that war that we still don't know how it has affected our country even. Like Jeff talks about, it has affected me all of my life. There'll never be a Vietnam veteran president. You know, we're now getting too old, for one thing. The vets are all too old, but everybody that's run that's a veteran, they're not going to be elected.
Why not?
It's just, that's just the case. I mean, I still don't think America as a country has worked out their issues with Vietnam.
Visit ArkansasPublicMedia.org for links to some of the Vietnam War projects, including a link to The Wall of Faces, an effort by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund to upload pictures of the more than 58,000 Americans killed in Southeast Asia. There's still about 168 Arkansans killed in the war and not pictured. Also, check out video highlights of retired Staff Sergeant George Hollingsworth's interview and an email address for Jeff Meek. In Hot Springs Village, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.